He right now is going to talk to you, Tony. All
okay.
Right.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name's John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
All right. It's good to hear, sir. Good to hear. Hey, happy new year, by the way. I can't made it through another one here, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
And am I speaking with Tony? Is that right?
That's correct.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. All right. Well, Tony, I had Angela send over some information. Catching up to speed here a little bit. Talk about time flying. Congratulations with the establishment. I mean, 30 years in counting here, huh? Incredible.
Yeah, well, not with this particular name brand of company, but I've been a general contractor that long.
Okay, gotcha. So plenty of years of experience, ready to rock and roll, spread the wings out there, I'm assuming then, right?
Correct, yeah.
All right, I love it. All right, well, this is definitely going to help you. I mean, who doesn't use Google, right? Built in your phone when you buy it.
Yeah.
Tony, we want to make sure, because the calls will come directly to you. They're not going to go through a third party or any type of middleman, all right? So it's directly. But we want to make sure you're not having your phone ring.
The calls,
go ahead.
They won't be screened. So I'm a part of the Angie Leads right now.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
The part I don't like. Is that there? Everything gets screened, and I can't get the client's callback number. And anyway, my daughter thought I should try to end the leads to get to target different things. But you're saying it works differently than that, huh?
Big differences. Yeah, I can go right into that one. So I don't ever talk bad about our company. I only talk the facts and the real things. Okay, and everything I'm about to explain to you, they're very open with explaining the same thing too. And I'm sure you probably went through a lot of these experiences. So very first thing is most of their leads are coming from Google. Whether it's a cold, hot, warm lead, I could type in on Google right now, any of your services on Google, and let's say it was like 2 months ago, right? Then Angie's, what they do is they buy that lead and then they sell it to you and several other companies that do exactly what you do around your area. And everybody races to call this customer down, right? Now, here's the kicker. It don't matter if you get the job or not. You all get charged for it. And you may even get a hold of this customer, and they're like, hey, listen, I got this job done already. Why are you calling me? Click, right? It's like, wait, what?
Well, I keep getting charged right now. I'm getting charged for mistakes. The person lives right here near me, but they own property in a different state. And so they'll charge me, you know, for the lead, when I call the client, they're like, oh, no, that's over in Oregon or down in Texas is where I want the work done. I just live here in Montana. Like,
that doesn't work.
And then I don't get my money back or nothing. So it's really irritating. I think I'm thinking about dropping that just because I spend so much time tracking down that's doesn't work.
And I think we both agree on this one. It's a complete different story when you're trying to chase a customer down, you know, asking them to buy your service rather than them calling you, asking you for your service, right? So that's what this is. This is where – take a picture here. Customers, they don't even have to know your business name. They type in any of those services that you provide. And as long as they're within your service area too, they can't be just anywhere. They have to be in your service area. What happens is we make sure that your business is popping up as one of the top recommended options for them to call you directly from that first page of Google. Now, everyone uses Google, but there is some that may use like Yelp or Yahoo, Bing, things like that. Those are other directories, but we will include those directories in your package because we don't want you missing opportunities. That's how this process works, okay? Now, we don't charge per call, per click, per lead, per job. You cherry pick as many calls, as many jobs as you want. The price will never change, the flat rate. Now, you mentioned that you don't have a way right now to call a customer back. You don't have a phone number, a way to keep track of your analytics. Being a business owner, that's very important. That's very crucial. So we get that. We'll develop a fully customizable tracking system for you. We call it the dashboard. That way, in case you ever missed a call, you'll see their phone number. You'll see where they call from. You'll see the keywords even being used on Google to find your company. You could change those keywords at any time. But we'll also have a team that's available for you Monday through Friday just to make sure if you need to change a phone number, add a picture, do a different promotion, they'll do that for you. Mm-hmm. Again, all included in your package. Okay, no additional costs. Tony, I think that this is going to do very well for you. I think this is what you've actually been looking for. It's just a matter of working with the right people to do it. Why not do it with Google, right,
yeah,
on that? So, so that's what we are. We're a premier Google channel partner. Go ahead.
I've always just used the Yellow Pages my whole career, and that doesn't even seem to work. Nobody goes there anymore.
Oh, my gosh. It brings me back right now.
Yeah.
Yep, I remember even the days where I would be buying like a map at a local gas station, and anytime I crossed like a different state, I'd go get a different updated map, you know, see where I'm going. Things have changed so much, you know. But even Yellow Pages, so Yellow Pages went they went digital too. They did. We used to add them into our directories for our customers for you, but we noticed, because we've been around for a long time, over 19 years now, and what we noticed, though, is that one actually bring a lot of spam and robocalls, believe it or not, surprisingly. So, I mean, you have the choice to use it, but we suggest not to, just because, again, we want quality calls coming to you. Time is money, too, right? We don't want that to be wasted.
Right.
So, yeah. Tony, let's do this. Let's go over pricing here. Let's see if it fits in the right ballpark for you in the budgeting. If it does, I haven't even gone over everything else that it includes for your package. But if it does, then we'll go ahead and take the next steps from there. Is that okay with you?
Yep. Lay it on me. What's your
price? All right, man. All right. So I know it sounds like it's going to be thousands and thousands of dollars. It's not the case. We actually got you at a really good promotional rate, and it's grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. All right, so it'll never go up. That price is at $249 month to month. There's no setup fee. There's no cancellation fees. Everything is included that we spoke about, and plus more, too. Before I continue any further, though, based off the pricing, $249 month-to-month, no contract on that. Is that something that fits in the right ballpark for you?
That's a little more than I was thinking. About half that seems. Is there different size project, packages? Or they're just kind of one package?
No, there is different packages. Now, I didn't present the other packages above this because, for one, just getting to know you and your company on there, I feel like it'd just be bleeding out money that you don't need to use all that stuff. You know, I hope I earned your trust in when I say that. Okay. Now, there is one lower package, but I don't feel, again, that that's going to be something that's going to benefit you as much because, for one, it only reaches 10-mile radius. Two, it doesn't have everything that's
in Montana.
Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you could throw a football at that point. I'm over-exaggerating. But, I wouldn't even present those. Here, based off of pricing at $249, we give a lot more bang for your buck. Okay, they're exclusive calls coming to you. Once you join with our family, we close out the area completely. We cannot work with anybody else. It's actually a Google policy that we have to abide by very strictly here. So that way you're getting match results every single month. We don't want to just say thanks for your money and bye-bye. Every month, things are always changing. People use different lingo, you know what I mean? And you may have different promotions. We want to make sure they keep that to date for you. Now, I know that you have some web presence, but Tony, did you ever think about doing Facebook ads or not Facebook ads, but social media, Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, I have a Facebook page. That's probably what you're looking at, huh? AAV contracting.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if it's the right one. So I just always like to ask, you know what I mean? This is another thing where we can help save you time and money. Talk about time-consuming stuff. Right, adding a picture on Facebook could be a headache sometimes. So, No worries. Well, that's where we come into play. Our team will keep that up to date for you. They'll add new promotions for you. They can add pictures, testimonials, videos. The only thing we don't do is talk to your customers. I think that you appreciate that because you'll probably lose customers if they talk to me on this, man. So I'll just be real with you on that. Here's the best part that you're going to love. Again, included in your package. If you had a customer in your area and they look up some of your services, I'm just going to say like retaining walls, repair nearby, something like that. If they don't call you and they go on their Facebook afterwards, we use target marketing ads to pop up on those customers' feed. So that way, when they go on Facebook, they see a reminder saying, hey, listen, you're looking for these services nearby. Give Tony a call. Click here. They click on that ad, it calls you directly. Again, so target marketing ads. It's not an ad going out to anybody and then you getting calls from California or something. You're like, what is going on here, right? We want to make sure they're in your area and they're actually looking for your services. Other companies charge extra per click on that. This is included in your package, so it's not additional. Out of your $249 that you're paying month to month, 100 of those dollars already go towards your ads. So you never have to worry about the end of the month saying, all right, why am I having a higher bill or what's going on here? Not the same with us. The flat rate, we make sure to keep it up to date and everything for you as well.
And is that, am I limited by, like, say I get 100 calls to am I cut off until I pay more for that month, or does that cover as many calls as I can get?
Unlimited okay. calls. Yes, sir. You never have to worry about that again.
And do I, is it a month-to-month contract, or do I got to sign up for 6 months at a time, or 3 months, or what's,
so
I decide to drop it?
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it is month-to-month. You know, we like to keep it that way, but again, you could tell I'm very transparent. I have gotten approved for customers that do like to pay up front for, like, let's say 3 months, things like that. I have to ask, get that approval, though. It could lower the pricing by doing that, but we're not always all about that either, you know. So we want to tailor to your company and make sure we earn your business no matter what. That's the way, that's how we do well, by you sticking with us for a long time, right? So if you can leave at any time and we're only working with your type of business within a 50-mile radius, let's say, right, then guess what? We got to work our butts off to make sure to earn your company's business. So that's important to us on that.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Well, it sounds good. Another question I got. So sometimes I'll do projects out of country, down in Central America or whatever, and I'll be gone for 6 months.
Okay.
Is there a way to pause it or anything and not lose my spot, or does that just keep going? And I'll
love your question.
And I'll just deal with the client.
Oh, man, I love your question. So this is how I know you're going to do well. Actually, yes, and I'm going to put it like this. Let's say you decided to move forward here today. Even after payment, I stay on the phone with you so you can see your invoice through text and email so that we have everything on paper. And everything I discuss with you is in there. You can ask me while I'm on the phone with you. But to answer your question, Tony, most definitely, 1,000%. Again, if let's say you go on vacation or you have a slow season, you just know you're not going to get any jobs and you're like, I don't want to waste money on this. It's not going to do anything for me. You can pause it at no additional cost. All we ask for is communication and let us know ahead of time so that way we can be ready for that as well, too.
Okay, yeah, because when I get jobs or I have to travel, I build insulated concrete structures. Sometimes that takes me who knows where, right?
Oh, yeah.
sometimes buried bunkers and that kind of thing. So when I'm on one of those projects, I can't – sometimes I'm out of the phone service area, but most of the time I can't follow up and go do an estimate for a person and they get irritated, and I don't like to build a bad reputation for not being available when it looks like I am. That's the reason
right.
I ask.
And no, great question.
I
don't
want to lose
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that is doable then, to pause it for 3 to 6 months while
we call
a travel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We call it a seasonal hold. So I'll make sure, I'll remember to say, hey, look for that in your invoice on there so that way you feel comfortable too, okay? Because I want to make sure, I'm not a cheesy sales guy who's going to say promise you moving stars and not deliver. That's not going to help you stay with us for a long time. It doesn't help anyone, if anything. So, no, if we can't do something, I tell you. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Well, Tony, sounds like this is something everything you're looking for, man. Is this something you'd like to go ahead and move forward with then?
I think so. I'd like to try it. How do I verify that you are Google? I'm sitting in my truck on the side of the road right now.
You won't need it. All right. What kind of phone do you got? Is it like an iPhone or Android?
It's a Pixel.
You could look on the internet on this
Google
one, right?
Phone.
All right. Oh, it's a Google phone. Okay. All right.
It's
a Pixel. Gosh, yeah. All right, cool.
Pixel 7, I think.
Hey, those ones are underrated. I swear. Like, I used to be in the phone business before back in the day, and they're ahead of the game. Like, iPhones and Androids and all that, they're great because they have a big name, but Pixels, they have way more higher technology. It's unreal. So, anyway.
I had a Pixel 4 before this, so I like the Google phone. I don't like Apple products at all.
All right, don't tell my wife, but I don't either, but I have to have it because she loves Apple stuff. So. So, Tony, I'm going to send you a text right now, and if you feel comfortable, however we want, this is going to help quicker, show your search here. You could type it on Google yourself, too. But this is where it's going to take it. This is not coming from me or Local Splash or some Joe Schmo. If you look up on Google, Local Splash Premier Google Channel Partner, it'll take you to this link here. This is Google's webpage where you cannot fake it, right? It talks about, once you open it up here, you'll see us as a Premier Google Channel Partner. You cannot buy that spot. This Premier partnership means that not only how much we spend on the companies, but how much of performance we're actually doing. That means you have to do well. So because we have over 10,000 companies we work with right now throughout the U.S., we have a really high success rate. Okay. So it'll show our performance in there, our certifications through Google, our spend even, but that's the link right there. Let me know if you're able to see that.
Okay, what's the name of your company?
It's Local Splash, like local in the area, splash like a splash of water.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I don't see anything yet.
Oh, I sent the text
you
to...
It,
yeah, I sent it to the 406... Oh, okay, cool. I just want to make sure I sent it to the right person.
See, it gave me a link here.
Yep.
Hit the link, huh?
And again, Google. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see a Google page, but it's so fine print I can't really read it.
You should be able to unpinch, right? Yeah, if you unpinch, it'll bring it in, zoom it in there as well, too, however you like. I just want to make sure you see proof and know that, hey, we're the real deal.
Local Splash. So you're a company partnered with Google. How many competitor companies just like Splash are there?
Premier partners?
I'm the number one with Splash, right?
Yeah. So don't quote me, but as far as premier partnerships throughout the U.S., I believe there's about like 7 or 8 of us. There's different tiers of partnerships.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have lower tier partnerships than this, but this is the highest tier partnership that you can get. Yeah.
Okay. And then am I going to have control on listing my services? Whether it's carpentry or equipment work or just general contracting? Is that something that I can manipulate?
1,000%. Yes, sir. Like I said, so we'll go over those keywords of services that you want to be found for. If you ever needed to change it or modify or take things off or add things in, you can do it yourself if you wanted to. But our team could do that for you too. We don't want to add another headache for you. The whole point of this is to make sure you're focusing more at the job at hand rather than on the back end. Yeah.
So I would just call you guys up and let you know what I want, and you do it, huh?
That, or you can email, or you can text us. I mean, whatever's most convenient for you,
okay,
and we'll accommodate for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. And then, so I gotta ask Tony, because I have an Uncle Tony, and he goes by, yeah, I can't even say it. I was on a record line on that one for Tony. But is it short for Anthony or?
Correct.
Okay. And
yes.
Tony, how do you spell your last name, sir?
A-G-U-E-D-A.
E-D-A. Am I pronouncing this right? Is it Agueda?
Really close. I just say it Agueda as if it was all A's.
Agueda. Ah, I love it. Very unique. Okay. And so, Tony, like I said, I'm going to stay on the phone with you so that way after payment you see your invoice. And I didn't forget already, you know, I want to make sure you actually see where it says seasonal hold, okay, as well, too. What's the best email I could send that invoice to, though?
Email is a.adventuresv, adventures plural with an S.
Okay.
And then V is in Roman numeral 5.
Oh, okay.
A.adventuresv@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Another unique cool thing about you, man. All right. Your scale of coolness right now. No. and Tony, is this the best phone number for our team to reach out to you in case we needed to go over a few things? Ending with the 9041, would that be the best number to contact you?
That's correct.
Okay. And then did you want your customers to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
The same phone number.
Okay, beautiful. Now, the next part, this part's for Google, so I need to make sure I have it on point. If not, it can delay things, so I don't want that to happen. I have the business name as the letters, AAV Contracting. Is there anything else I might be missing in there?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. And then, now Google requires to have a physical address to get verified on Google. It does not mean you have to show it to the public, though. So I do have an address from the Facebook here at the 537 West, is it Innis Street?
Would
Innis, that be there?
Correct.
Innis, okay. Do you want me to show or have us show that that address to the public, or would you like to keep that private?
That'd be fine. That way they know I'm located.
Okay.
I have a separate mailing address.
Oh, okay. Got it. Just making sure.
I
like to look out for the customer,
man.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Now again, our team, they're going to be making and developing your, you know, Facebook ads, go over how often you want those promotions to be set. Go over details as well, too, to double down on everything we go over so that in case I messed up, missed anything, they can fix that right away. So tomorrow, I could set that up as early as tomorrow for them to go over that with you. Do you have, like, an hour window to speak with them regarding on that?
An hour? I don't have an hour. I'm actually trying to get to work, but if I go over the hill, I won't have service.
Okay.
Right,
so what I could... It doesn't have to be the whole hour. I just want to make sure the sooner the better so they can start working on a few other things, though, as confirmation. But if, let's say, it takes too long or you need to reschedule, you're more than welcome to let them know, and they'll accommodate for that for sure. So that's important. But what would you say would probably be the best window for you tomorrow, though?
I guess if we can – do it in under an hour, I could do it now.
Just pulling back
to my office. But, you know.
Well, today I'm putting things through so they can show you, because they're also going to show you how to maneuver through your tracking system. They want to make sure that they show you everything, the ins and outs, so that way you know how to keep track of your analytics, see the calls, keywords, all that as well, too. So they don't do same day on there.
So do
they
I need to be in front of my computer for that, or
you
can be on the phone?
You could do it on the phone. Yeah,
okay.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So would you think like mornings or evenings might work better for you, though?
Probably evening would be better.
Evening would be better? Okay. Right now is, you're about like 11:20-ish, 11:23 right now, where you're at.
Correct.
They're an hour before you, so let's see here. Would like 2 o'clock, would that work around there?
Could we go more like 4 o'clock or so? Yeah, because
I'll
probably be up in the mountains at 2 still.
I got you, partner. No worries. So I'll set you from 4 to 5 in that time frame there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email. It's a Google invite, and I'm going to send that same email over to our team. That way they can go ahead and show you that and confirm on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me 2 seconds here. And that way you also have a secondary form of contact through email from me. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it. Again, don't do anything further than just hitting yes on that, though, okay? And I'm going to put a reminder for them just in case. Anything
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
John. J-O-N.
All right, John. I just heard a noise. what did you send, an email or a text?
Email. Emails from here. Yep.
Okay, I'm in my text.
Okay.
I see John, but they spelled it J-O-N.
That's how I spell it, man. Come on now.
I
think my parents were like...
I wrote J-O-N. H-N, I'm sorry about that, John.
I got to make it easy for everybody, you know? Yep. I'm half Korean, pronounced So, but that is my last name, yeah.
So?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I've got this open the 5 to 6 tomorrow.
Perfect. And then that should be good there. Now, the next parts that we're talking about here, it takes like 6 minutes, okay, at max here. But I want to make sure that you know you're not married to this. So anytime you want to change or adjust it, you can more than happy to do so. As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google for customers to call you? Would you say like 24/7, Monday through Friday, or what do you think?
I'd say Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, or 8 to 6 would be fine.
Okay, 8 to 6 it is. And would you like them to just contact you by calling you only or emailing and text or anything like that?
Sure. Call, email, or text. Any of those are fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
I prefer emails would be nice because then I have a record of it.
Okay, gotcha. Email. All right. Boom, I got that in there. Now, I'm going to go ahead and put as far as I can for this package on here for you, but also at the same time, keep it a little more local, like a 50-mile radius, so that way, you know, you're always going to be found regardless in that area. But if customers look at you from a different area or anything like that, at least they're going to be super serious because they're looking for you, you know what I mean? So I'm going to put it like that, if that's okay with you on there. Okay. And then... for the Facebook, I have that there, so I'm going to put this in here for you. Question, I didn't see a website, though. Is that something that you were working on, or did I miss it? Do you have one already?
No, I don't have one.
Okay.
I dabbled with one before, but I just don't have one. I don't think I really want one.
You don't want one? Okay. I won't even go any further than that, then.
I don't think so, not at this point. I don't got time to service that stuff or do anything with it.
Well, I mean, we have options. I mean, like I said, we are a one-stop shop. You know, websites, We usually charge extra for that, but you're at a promotional rate, so it brings the pricing down to $99 as a one-time fee. That you don't pay for it again. But our team takes care of the updates and adding things on there if you needed to. I don't want to push it heavy on that, man, but, I mean, is that something you might be interested in? I can add it. If not, no worries.
No, I think I'll skip the website.
Okay. No worries. No worries.
I'll build them later.
All right. Yeah, and let us know. I mean, regardless, I put the notes in here so that way they keep that promotional rate for you. Okay?
Okay.
And then, yeah. Now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
I collect checks, or I let them directly deposit to my bank account.
Okay, direct deposit.
But usually checks.
Okay. Of course, you accept cash too, right?
Always, yeah.
Kinda. All right. Just making sure. And I'm pretty sure by already looking on here, your business is already licensed and insured, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then also, this part is your bread and butter. So I already have a few things listed, but, I mean, you don't have to have everything. I know I'm putting you on the spot. But for services that you want to be found for, I remember you mentioned insulated concrete. I've even heard bunkers. You got foundation insulation. Do you do finished carpentry?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put, like, would you do excavation or pad preparation or anything like this? Or
correct. I do. I have a mini excavator and a track loader, skid steer. So I'll do driveways, pads, garage pads, house pads, install foundations. I'm actually a general contractor, so I build from the ground up whole houses. But I've been kind of targeting some smaller stuff lately since nobody wants to work. It's hard to keep guys working.
How about this, man? I want to make sure this works very well for you. So I'm going to put in as much as possible for right now. But once you do have that phone ringing and you're doing really well, at that point, you can, push it down a little bit, take it down a notch. That way it's only for the most profitable jobs at that point, that we are not overloaded either. Okay. So that'll help.
Okay.
All right. And
I'd like to target the equipment work as a molder here. I like sitting in tractors more than I do pounding nails.
I hear you on that. And I take my hat off to you on this, sir, because my father, he did a lot of construction and general contracting, and he taught me the rope-a-dopes, but let me tell you, man, I have mad respect for you guys. You have so much patience and understanding and strategic planning. I really mean that. So, all right. Enough of me kissing your butt. All right. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and send this over to our team right now. And then the next part we're going to do is go over, we call it the voice verification. I'm not going to take a no for an answer on this one. This is a protection for you where everything is recorded. I want to make sure that I put in the pricing in there so that way it's grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. And I'm going to give you a phone number right now so that way it's a direct line to call, if you ever decide to cancel or part ways. You're more than welcome to call that number. They're open, right away for you. It's voice activated. And I'm going to go tell you how to do that under the recording. So first thing is, let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give you that phone number right now.
I'm ready.
All right. It's 877.
877.
635.
635.
6225. You got
that's
it.
That's the cancellation number, right?
That's actually the main number to everything. It's voice activated. So if you wanted to cancel, you say billing, or you can say client support. If you have troubles with Facebook, just say Facebook. There's always going to be a team available for you Monday through Friday to handle that for you. Okay?
That's all services.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would save it as local splash, so that way you can just call that and just say, hey, whatever you need, then they can take it from there.
Okay.
All right, beautiful. All right, so in the beginning, I'm going to ask a few questions just to verify you. Try to answer as clearly as possible. But Tony, if you have any questions or any concerns, please stop me in my tracks and ask away. I'll be more than happy to answer for you. Okay. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and hit record here. All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AAV Contracting.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Anthony Agata. I'm the owner and sole proprietor of the business.
Awesome. Of course, then that means you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That's correct.
Perfect. And of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. Like I said, communication is everything. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second on this. Tony, I want to make sure you're not falling for any traps out there. As you know, I think you're doing very well with this call in general too. But there are going to be crazy things and crazy people out there. So anytime we call in, we're going to set up a security question and answer for you. Anytime we call, we will always ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That way you know it's us you're talking to, and we know it's you that we're talking to as well. Just don't forget your own answer, okay? All right. I'm going to continue here. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 10th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 10th of each month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting your client support at the 877 number that I just gave to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised there, Tony, want to make sure you're well protected on everything, the pricing and all of that, okay? All right, so next part here. We're almost done here, I promise. Security question. Now, you have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want. Just don't forget your own answer. I don't want you locked out of your account. So we have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Those are my questions.
Yes, sir.
First pet's name. Well, actually, okay. You know what? The other... What were the first 2 again? Sorry.
No, you're good. We got mother's maiden name, or city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with mother's maiden name.
Okay. And again, this will never change, so what would that answer be?
It's Ruiz, R-U-I-Z.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to put this in here, and I'm going to let you know, once again, we will never give that answer out. If anyone tries to do something like that, it's a huge red flag. Hang up the phone. You have our direct line. Call that number back just to make sure of things like that, okay? Now, Anthony, we're on the last part here. So, or Tony, sorry. On the card that we're using today, does it say Anthony Agata or does it say Tony Agata?
It says Anthony.
Okay, all right. And then I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 537?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not. I don't receive mail there.
Okay, okay. What would be the billing address to this card then?
It's a P.O. Box.
Okay.
P.O. Box 1445.
Okay. Is it still in the same city and zip code?
Yeah, Ennis, Montana, 59729.
Perfect. Okay, cool. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, Tony, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud. I'm ready for the car number when you are.
All right. Are we recording this still?
No, this part's not the recording part.
Okay. Well, and the name on the card is Anthony S. Agata III.
Oh, okay. Man, Tony, you're surprising the crap out of me over here. Like, you got the third, you got a cool great email here.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? Who are you? All right. All right, so we'll come back to it. Sorry. Card number, I'm ready for you.
Let's see here. It's hard to read. Okay, 4388. 5761.
Okay.
6739.
Okay.
0155.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
04/28.
Okay. And then last but not least, the security code.
534.
All right. Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I want to make sure, now you know on the line, we got you at a really nice promotion rate. I'm going to refresh this like 3 times just to make sure it stays like that for the long haul here in our systems. Let me do this one more time here. All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure that I keep to my promises so you can see that invoice where it shows that seasonal hold in there as well too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Told you I wouldn't forget. All right. Now, it just went through on my side, so let me know once you receive a text or an email. Either or, I can direct you to see that breakdown, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is here.
Nothing yet.
I was going to say, yeah. Let me see on my side, refresh. Sometimes that helps. There we go. It says in queue send it. All right. Was it a text or an email? Okay. It'll both be the same, but I just want to make sure that I keep my promise here. So in that text, if you open it up, there's a spot where it says, click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Click here, yeah.
All right, perfect. Click on that, and this is your breakdown of everything we discuss is in here, okay? And it may even show some additional other packages that I was telling you about. In case you've ever wanted to upgrade your package in the future, you're more than welcome to, but please let me know at that time before you do so because I can still apply that promotional rate so you're never paying the normal rate. Okay. In there, take your time, read through it. If you have questions, concerns, you can ask me. I'm here with you. But you can take a look for that seasonal hold. You will see that in there as well, too. Okay. There's no questions.
Do I need to fill anything out here?
Fill anything out. At the bottom, there's 2 checkboxes you have to click, and then you're going to type in your name exactly how it shows that it's spelt in there. But let me know before you have any
Yeah, I'm just still checking it out here.
Your time. I promise that I'm here with you, so.
Things long.
Hey, you got a lot of stuff that's actually included in your package. You know, so good thing.
Okay, so now I'm getting the cost breakdown. So the local bundle's $149 and the Facebook ads are $100. How do the ads work?
So that's your target marketing ads I was telling you about. What was that?
It's going to be actual ads that pop up on Facebook? Is that right?
That's what we were explaining earlier. So if the customers don't reach out to you through Google or these other directories, those ads will pop up on theirs as reminders, right? But here's the thing. I actually put this in there.
Why
as a bank
for your
buck.
Ads?
What was that? Oh, no.
Will
so customers that, Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yes, sir. We want to make sure you're on top of it, too. That actually, you're in control
and
of
where
it.
Will they show, where do they show up for me? On my AAV contracting page, or?
No. So you won't have an ad pop up on your feed. So you'll be able to see it through your tracking system. So that's important for us to make sure that you're aware of. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just not super familiar with Facebook. I know they have the stuff, but my daughter helped me set it up.
No, you're fine. Yeah. Okay.
That's how we don't manage it, right?
Hey, that's why we have our team to manage it for you. Okay. Again, though, it's your company. So in case you ever needed to, you know, add anything in, we'll do that for you, but we won't do something without your permission. So that's important to us too.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And.
Okay, so what do I do now? I just type this in and agree?
Yes, sir. Let me know where it takes you next. This is the last part, though, so.
Oh, I guess I didn't check the boxes.
I told you, everybody misses it. It's like the smallest box.
Yeah. Okay, now it's taking me to username and password page.
Perfect. You're done. So tomorrow, when our team calls you, they'll call from the 877 number. All right, I'm going to try to introduce you guys. I'm going to try to free some time up so that way I can, you know, make sure you guys are doing well. But if for any reason I can't make it to that call, they will still ask that security question, and they're going to give you your login and password because that's your tracking system. I'm telling you right now, this is your next best friend. If a customer calls you through Google, that number will show and it will be in there. If they call you from the regular phone, it won't show in there, but you're a business owner. You're probably asking them anyway, where'd you find me, right? They'll say Google. So you know it'll be working from that point too. But they want to show you how to maneuver through it so that way you can see your ads, you can see your keywords are working, traffic going in and out, things like that. So it's very important to us that you have a clear understanding of how that works. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, hey, Tony, we're all done here, man. Congratulations. Welcome to the family.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I hope this works.
It will, sir.
Basically, my thinking is that the Angie people were basically buying leads from Google anyway, right?
Exactly. Now you don't have to worry about it being a hot or cold lead either, or competitors calling them first or racing down to track them down. These customers are going to call you directly.
Right.
Rather than you trying to call them.
Sometimes I call people and tell them, yeah, I got your number through Angie Leads. And they're like, what? Where? I never talked to them. I just was, you know, checking into something online. And I'm like, I don't know about that. And then I always only can call Angie and then they patch you through to somebody. And it's just frustrating for me. So.
I can imagine. I mean, it just when I hear that, I'm like, ugh, I cringe my teeth. You know, I'm like, gosh, it's great for them, but not for you guys. That's why I look at it anyway. But again, I don't want to talk about it on a company. But I'm glad you chose correctly on this one here. And then once you're on Google, you're on Google for life, man. Unless you actually take it down yourself, which I don't see a reason why. Google's the biggest thing out there. So, all right. Well, please, again, if it takes too long tomorrow, you need to reschedule, let our team know. They'll go ahead and reschedule for you. Okay?
Okay. So it looks like 5 o'clock my time they'll be giving me a call.
Correct. Yeah, 5 to 6 is your time frame there. Okay? Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds good,
all right,
John.
Sir. Hey, it's a pleasure talking with you, man. Seriously. All right, Tony, you take care, all right?
Hope this works, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it will. I'm excited for you. You take care. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.